Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Joining us on the line now from the UK is Dr. Jack Lewis. He's a brain scientist, television presenter, and neuroscience-informed consultant. He's the co-author of Sort Your Brain Out, Boost Your Performance, Manage Stress, and Achieve More. The book aims to change the common but false perception that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Thanks very much. Hi. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And I like that. That's great to know that. So you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Absolutely. Yes, you can. The only difference is kids do that kind of stuff all the time, learning new tricks, that is. Every day there's new tricks to be learned. Whereas in adulthood, we've learned most of those early tricks. And so we just get used to things being a little bit easier than they were in our school days. But that's not to say that brains can't change their abilities. And when you're improving your range of skills, you will also be physically changing your brain. That's the key thing. It's use it or lose it. And the more regularly you train, the more quickly your brain actually changes.
Because, we kind of get used to not learning things in general. I'm being obviously generalistic here as adults. You know, you do all your learning at school, college, university, and then, you can go through the rest of your life without learning much at all for some people. So when you start to learn something because you're interested in it, maybe if you're doing a course or wanting to learn a language, sometimes you're kind of taken aback as to how difficult it is.
Absolutely. Do you know what it is? It's more that we become kind of, we operate on autopilot, you know, and there's a comfort to that. There's a familiarity to same old routines, and you don't have to really think too carefully. But it's those people who continually push themselves. So, for example, people who are constantly pursuing new hobbies, new pastimes, they know that pursuing those hobbies enables them to get in a sort of mindful state where they find flow, time flies, they're happily consumed. And it's by being happily consumed in something that's somewhat mind-stretching, that's the trick. We tend to get out of the habit of learning new things. And then we were like, oh, you know, when we get to that stage where after the initial early improvements, you then hit a bit of a plateau, we can become less enthusiastic. We can start thinking, oh, well, this feels a bit uncomfortable. And I'd rather do something else that I feel good at. You know, this is making me feel silly. But that's exactly the bit where you need to push through. Because if that's a normal part of your weekly experience, to push something that you're doing so that you're a little bit out of your comfort zone, it's that the brain responds to by bolstering the existing connections, the synapses between neurons in the brain, and indeed even laying down new connections between different brain areas that enable you to do that particular skill effortlessly.
And we all know that, or most people will know, that the importance of moving our bodies and our limbs and trying to keep supple and fit in that aspect, presumably we're supposed to be doing the same thing with our brains.
Well, in fact, moving the body is actually one of the best things you can possibly do for the brain. So we've long known that there's an association between people who exercise regularly and sort of a brain that tends to be pretty agile, pretty quick thinking in the short term. But in the long term, those people who keep up regular exercise through middle age, they end up in the post-retirement years with a brain that's in much better nick. And the reason is the new bit. So we've known that for a long time. The new bit is we've actually worked out why. So the first confusing bit was like, okay, so whether you're doing really intensive cardio workout where your heart's racing, or you're just doing some kind of load-bearing exercise like, you know, pushing or pulling weights. Either way, it doesn't really matter which one you do, it gives benefits. And so the upshot is, it's all about contracting muscles. When you contract your muscles over and over again, so these are the muscles in your skeleton that allow you to move, they release a substance called myokines. So these are chemical substances that travel up to the brain and orchestrate a variety of changes, one of which is the release of this thing called BDNF. It's called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's a bit of a mouthful, but this stuff, when delivered to the hippocampus, which is our memory banks effectively, not only does it cause the birth of brand new neurons in that part of the brain, brand new brain cells in the hippocampus, it also energizes the existing older neurons, brain cells in the hippocampus. So it, literally, there are these things called mitochondria, which live in each side of each cell, which are what's responsible for being able to release energy from glucose. And the evidence goes, not only do you get brand new brain cells, but those old ones get more mitochondria, which means there's more energy available, which basically means the hippocampus can do all of the jobs it does much better. So it's not just about being able to quickly recall things that happened or facts and so forth, but even being able to imagine the future, to be able to picture future scenarios in your mind's eye. It's absolutely dependent on your hippocampus being really agile in terms of bringing to mind things that happened to you in the past that you can use to imagine what will happen in the future. And if you think about how important sort of, you know, visualization and actively imagining what you're going to do when you go into that difficult conversation with someone, or the way you're going to plan what you're going to do over the next week, anything you can do to improve your hippocampus improves all aspects of cognition.
Gosh, it's fascinating, isn't it? So you mentioned autopilot earlier. How much of our brain activity and what we do on a daily basis, the things that we do regularly, how much of that is autopilot?
The vast majority. I mean, if you think about it, anything you can do whilst your mind's elsewhere, that's you doing it on autopilot. If what you're doing, whatever it is you're trying to get done, suddenly comes grinding to a halt when your mind wanders, well, that's something that you're not doing on autopilot. So I guess in a way, in a manner of speaking, there are different levels of autopilot. There are things you can do with paying it no attention at all, like driving down the motorway, listening to a really interesting conversation on the radio. You can be totally engaged in the conversation and yet steer that car perfectly safely down the motorway without really having paid attention to anything going on, particularly for like half an hour at a time sometimes. But then there are other things where basically the brain is wrestling for the same brain resources. And so there are some things where it's impossible to multitask because they both need that same part of the brain to do their thing at the same time. So a lot of people think, oh yeah, I'm really good at multitasking. But the vast, vast majority of people are always flicking their attention from one task back to the other, one task back to the other. And the problem is when you do that, you always end up taking a little bit of time getting back to where you were on the original task once your attention has flitted away and come back again. And anyone who tells you that they can do multiple things in parallel that require the same brain areas, they've either minimized that time penalty that makes things take longer to an absolute minimum, or they're just imagining it.
How funny. So it's not as common as people think then, being good at multitasking.
No, I mean, there's like 1% of humans are incredible and they defy everything we know about brain function. They can genuinely multitask. But although we all like to think we're one in a million, these people are quite rare. So the majority of people who pride themselves on being brilliant multitaskers probably aren't. They'd be better off doing one thing at a time. Of course, famously, women are much better at multitasking than men on average.
Glad you brought that up. I was thinking it.
It's absolutely true. But the explanation is the time cost that men incur is much longer than that which women incur. When they switch from one thing and then go back to the original thing, women tend to take less time to get back to where they were. Men on average generally take ages to sort of remember where they were up to, so to speak.
And yeah.
It's those delays. You can minimize the cost, but the cost is almost always there.
Okay. And in terms of developments in brain enhancement, what are some of the things that are happening, that are changing in that field?
Yeah, so, I mean, the first episode, sorry, I'm a TV presenter as well. The first edition of Sort Your Brain Out came out in 2014. And over the last sort of 5, 6, 7 years, I've been dying to write the second edition because there's loads of new stuff that's constantly hitting. Well, to be honest, until the pandemic came along and then neuroscience revelation sort of slowed down quite a lot. But yeah, until that time, there's always new stuff hitting the neuroscience press. One bit that caught my attention, which did come out last year actually, was the amount of time you spent recreationally outdoors has a fundamental impact on how happy you are. So people who manage to get 2 hours outdoors, just not doing their job outdoors, but just sort of, you know, engaging with nature, looking at the sea, walking through the forest, looking at the plants and the creatures. If you get 2 hours of that kind of nature time outdoors a week, then you will be happier than those who get 1 hour or no time at all outdoors. But the funny thing is, it's the prescription. You can literally prescribe it. If you get 3 hours, then you're happier than people that only get 2 hours a week. 4 hours is better than 3 hours. 5 hours, it seems to peak. The impact on happiness seems to peak at 5 hours. And so if you do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, on average, you'll be no happier than someone who just gets five hours outdoors. So this kind of supplements the point I was making in the first book, which is that it's good to get out in the sunshine. Obviously, wear sunblock if you're in Europe and it's much hotter than the sun is in the UK. But to get your skin in the sun on a regular basis is good because it helps you make vitamin D. Vitamin D goes up to the brain and is used to make all sorts of neurotransmitters like serotonin, which is really important for mood stability and generally feeling chipper. And of course, in the winter months, when the sun's not so strong, then the skin's ability to manufacture vitamin D sort of dips a lot. So in the winter months, it's important to kind of, you know, when the sun does come out, get out in it, you know, not for hours and hours at a time, but we are creatures who spent most of prehistory for hundreds of thousands of years in the outdoors. This whole newfangled thing of spending all our time indoors is really, really quite new. So it's important to get up off your bum, get outside, go for a stroll, get some sun on you, ideally in nature. And it makes a measurable impact on mood and general productivity.
Definitely. We, in general, people listening to this show, we're very lucky living in Spain or in Europe, and, you know, where it, the weather tends to be nicer. Outdoor living is very, very common. The idea of, you know, dining al fresco is a normal thing for people to do. So, yeah, we're very, very lucky with being outside. Here.
I'm envious. I'm looking at a grey sky right now.
Oh, sorry. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called Sort Your Brain Out, and it's by Jack Lewis and Adrian Webster. Jack, who we've been chatting to. Jack, thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Much obliged. Have a good day.
You too.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.